We have a special guest with us by phone from Herd Orchards. It is the height of the peach season, and Sue Herd Mackamer from Herd Orchards. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Michael. I have just come from the peach orchard, and I have never seen anything more beautiful. The peaches are just hanging heavy, large and succulent. We have yellow peaches of various kinds, particularly at the moment, summer serenade, and we just started picking our Canadian Harmony, which are the first of the later peaches that are great for canning, freezing, eating, juice running down your chin. We have white peaches. We have the donut peaches, Pintos, Saturns, and Galaxies, which are larger ones. And all of them are available. You know, to pick your own, you can come out and enjoy the, we call it the Herd Orchards Adventure, because you can pick peaches. You can also pick red raspberries, blackberries. You can pick plums. And today we also are picking for the first time our wonderful ginger gold apples. That orchard is not available yet for pick your own, but everything else, pick your own and pick. And 'tis the peach moment, Michael.
And at this time of the year, I often have 40 or 50 peaches on my counter because I don't want them to crush each other in a basket.
That's probably a good idea. We generally pick ourselves in a small 10-pound basket.
Yeah.
And some, you know, on a peach tree, there are some varieties that will be greener than others. And but on a tree itself, there will be some peaches with a little bit greener background, which would not be as ready to eat as those with a golden background color. We give you a peach picking lesson when you come here and show you how to cradle the peach in your hand and how to tell when it's ripe and how to gently place it in your basket as opposed to, we don't use the D word, dump or drop, at our place.
Right, right. And peach season is a fairly short season, right? I mean, this is the peak of it right now, and it's not going to be that many more weeks of peaches.
We should have peaches until the 1st of October. But it's interesting. The early peaches are delicious and juicy, but they are, you know, mostly juice. And when you get, this is the prime moment for what we call the later peaches. And they are a little more firm and meaty and still juicy and very, very sweet. But it's a prime moment for the best. From here on out, the best peaches happen. So,
and you said you
will have them for a month. It's great, but this is the moment that we're actually swimming in peaches, and so we're offering a little incentive for people who come here to pick up. If you get two baskets, it's a little less. If you get four baskets, it's a little less. We have bushel prices, and we have them available as a single peach or by the quart, by the four quart, the eight quart, the half bushel, and the bushel. So any way you want them.
And the peaches, you had someone come, was 150 miles to come pick peaches? And
oh, yes. And we have people who come from, and because our place, I think, is well known for stone fruit and plums, peaches, sweet cherries, as well as the apples. But people come from came yesterday from Watertown and from the southern tier. And one family picked 115 pounds of peaches as a pick-your-own. They picked the Canadian Harmony, which is not, they are grown right on our farm, but it was a variety that was developed at the Harrow Experiment Station in Ontario, and it's particularly appropriate for our Lake Ontario weather conditions and soil type.
You know, a couple years ago, you lost much of the peach crop to a frost, so this year you got to appreciate it.
That's right, and we are picking, and we planted a new orchard in 2005, a large and beautiful orchard, and so that's where people will pick. It's now coming into maturity, and it's sixth leaf, actually, and we had one guest who came in the other day and said, I felt like I was in the Garden of Eden. I don't know. I had no apples in that peach orchard, but anyway, it is a beautiful sight, and it smells so good. And the thing I always love to do is stand under a tree and choose the big fat peach with a yellow background and break it open and pop it in my mouth. And then when if the juice runs down your chin, you know, it's just a little bit of heaven.
Yeah. Well, again, you'll be picking all weekend. You're open on Monday as well, right?
We're open 7 days a week. Our market is open from 10 until 6 o'clock, and we encourage families to come. Children are fine. But we have the peaches, you don't need a ladder or anything, so that if even people who have difficulty walking can stand under a tree and just enjoy the moment. And
right.
So I just wanted to let you know about that. And also, those ginger gold peaches are the first of the really solid, tasty apples of the year. Other than the early apples, we have those too. They're great in applesauce particularly, but they're not as firm as the ginger golds are the first really firm apple of the season. And we picked them this morning for
all
the
right.
first time.
Well, thank you, Sue. I really appreciate it.
Too. Don't want to forget those plums.
Oh, I love the fresh picked plums. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend at Heard Orchards.
Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sue. Bye-bye. That's Sue Heard Mackamer, Heard Orchards, a couple hundred-year-old family fruit farm in Holly, just west of Brockport, Route 104.